Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
It is that time. Well, can we get started? Okay. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, the podcast. I am Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Barbie Tripoli.
And I'm Steve.
Roger's in his car, so he's going to sound a little tinny, but that's the way it is because he's still a working man, and we'll get started today. Okay, so I have a new story that's really not in the news. I have a listener email that came in with a response that we can discuss. I have a party story from yesterday that I went to.
Yesterday,
and which would be Wednesday, folks, because we usually record these on Thursday. I went to a Wednesday afternoon delight party.
Oh, even in the afternoon.
Awesome.
Oh,
awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, that's
I'm just telling you. Yes. That was the best. Yes. Okay, we'll start with that, and then Steve can talk about his party. Afternoon delight, I was invited to show up between 3 and 3:30. And so I was teaching until 3, working, got done with that Zoom meeting, hopped in the shower real quick, slapped on a little bit of makeup, put on a ponytail holder around my wrist, nice cotton dress with no underwear, and grabbed the bag and headed over. And it was us, Fabio, me, it was Lola and Kyle, and it was Diablo. Diablo was there and, with his girl. So it was Diablo and Kim, and then we were there, and it was just a lot of fun. Even though there were 6 people, because we all know each other and we all like each other, there was no rule of 6. So it worked just fine. And I got to tell you that when you start out at 3:30 and everybody gets naked and you get the coconut oil on and start massaging and start playing and have the music in, you're done fucking around, I don't know, 6:30, I think was where we were done. I mean, we had a great time. Okay. Cause like I got my pussy shaved.
3:30 the new 9 o'clock.
Oh, it was, I love afternoon delight. I totally love. You are very wide awake. Everybody is very aware. You're supposed to be working, but you're not. You're fucking. So that sounds kind of fun, right?
Yes.
That's all nice. And so we did that and everybody had a great time. We've decided that we think that the Sexual Olympics should include Kyle being able to make 3 women come simultaneously because he's done 2, but he thinks he can do 3. And so he says he thinks he can fuck the one and he can finger the other 2 and make them come all at the same time. That's his dream. He thinks he can do it. And we think so. It made me wonder. Say this plan made me wonder, should we have a Junior Olympics for the new people who are just coming in, the amateurs? and have Junior Olympics things, right? And then should we have Senior Olympics? Because there's certain things I can't do anymore. And like, I'm not going to do doggy style very much longer because I can't be on my knees for that long. We're talking 5 minutes and then I got to go different position because that's just the way that I am. So should we have Senior Olympics?
No, it's called Paralympics. That's us.
Golf has the Masters Tour.
Well, yeah, you know what? If you get people in their prime, they're the ones that are competing against other people in their prime. You know? Yeah. But what designates that? I guess the regional competitions that you would have to have, right?
Right. We would have to have regional competitions, right. And then just like in the regular Olympics, if you're a senior and you feel like you can compete with the other people in the regular ones, that's fine. Personally, I want to have a little bit of grace. Okay. So yes, I want to be in the Senior Olympics. I don't care. Okay. Oh, and I got to tell you that one of the ways that Fabio warmed up is he looked up Crimson on the porn and she looks really good on the porn.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
God. You know, he's like, well, she obviously likes to suck chocolate cock. And I was like, yes, she does. You can see it. So all of you listeners out there, you want to figure out what Crimson looks like, you just reach on out and look for her. She's out there in that porn. Oh, just a cutie.
Bravo. Bravo, sister. That's right.
Right.
Bravo.
And so I did get a listener email. The listener email said, hi, Janet, it's Roger 2.0. And he says, I don't know if he told you he was going to do this or not, Roger, but he says, as a loyal fly in the wall listener, I would love to answer your question. What would you do if you had Janet and Barbie alone for an hour? He said, let me start by saying that I'm a giver when it comes to sex. So if this is my fantasy, I would like to request a little role play. The scenario would be that you, Janet, and Barbie have gone in together on the purchase of a sex bot, the Roger 2.0. And for some reason, you decided on the dad bod version. She said, maybe it was on sale. Maybe it was on sale or something. Okay. So he says, as your new sex bot, I come with basic programming, but in order to be optimized for ultimate pleasure, I must first be given initial commands that meet both of your preferences. Janet, you will start by telling me what you like as I take care of Barbie. Kiss her neck, lightly touch her ear, softly bite her lower lip, etc., etc., etc. Next, it's Barbie's turn to do the same to you. Essentially, you two are having sex with one another, but using me as the conduit. You take multiple turns, giving me whatever naughty instructions come to mind until you're both worn out and completely satisfied. Unfortunately, the Roger 2.0 dad bod version only can produce one ejaculation before having to recharge. So you two will have to rock, paper, scissors on who gets that. XOXO, Roger 2.0. And so what do you think I said back to him?
Oh, we love it.
I said.
You said back to him that he's going to come in Barbie and then ring the bell. You to come running.
I said something very close. I said, okay. We're snowballing because we share.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 For sure. There's no, yeah, that's a no brainer. That didn't even,
right.
I was just like, bring it on, baby. You're going to do what I want you to do only, and you're not going to talk. Hey, I'm all over it.
Right. So that was my two. And I got to tell you, I do, the more we did coconut oil on the party yesterday, and I know I need to eventually remind people in season two all about the coconut oil. But I also know that Steve has a party that he wants to talk about because I got texted this last weekend during the party.
Oh.
So you want to tell us your party story, Steve?
It is. And I will preface this by saying, number one, it's the host's rules. And third time's a charm, sort of the rule that Missy would always tell us, try it three times.
Right.
This is, if you want to host a piss poor party, folks, this is how you do it. That's how bad it was. The one cap, I did spot the sparkle pony, but the sparkle pony sparkled in a whole different way. She was hardcore fucking. I'm going, holy moly. Ooh. I said, are you kidding me? Wow. She's bent over getting hammered and getting her ass slapped. And it's like, holy moly, she is a player. So anyway, okay, so good. So four bedroom home. 22 couples.
I was thinking that sparkle pony.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I switched gears real quick.
Jim Ho. Okay. Go ahead.
Four bedroom home with 22 mm-hmm. couples.
Ah, nice. Okay.
So
I'm all about that, but not everybody is.
They charge $40 per couple.
Oh.
Elle and I were not charged because we host parties. I told them, I'm not paying to come to your private house party. They had one small fruit tray, one bag of chips, a thing of crackers, and a thing of hummus. They ran out of water. I'm going, are you kidding me?
He ran out of water.
So, out of bottled water. Nothing was set out at all. No towels, no mints, no wipes, no nothing. Elle herself went to the bathroom and got towels out of the closet.
Do you ask for your money back? And something like that. Do you ask for your money back?
No shit.
Ooh. Yeah.
So I'm going, what the heck? So then we went.
You don't go back.
We went upstairs and Elle played with Mr. Goodie. And we went upstairs later. Six couples in one bedroom. I look in the other bedroom. There's two couples that are just chit-chatting away, not doing a damn thing. I said, you ever thought maybe you guys could go talk someplace else and open up a room? So then I go upstairs the first time. I'm back up. And the two rooms are being used. The host, I said, I thought there's four bedrooms. He goes, well, there are. I said, where are they? He goes, well, that's my room. And that's the other host's room staying in there. They've locked these rooms up to where you can't get in, can't use them. I said, have you ever heard of using or changing the sheets after you're done?
Oh, I so want my money back. I do.
I'm going, this is nuts. You're crazy.
Yeah.
So then it gets better. I'm sitting there on the couch downstairs between the host's wife and another lady. And I'm playing with both of them and everything. The host comes down, grabs them both and says, come on, I'm going to go play with Sammy. I'm going, what the hell about chopped liver? Well, come to find out, he has to have his wife fluff him before she can play. So just goes it up and goes plays. I'm going, wow. So it was, if you want a bad party and want to give a bad party, this is what you do, guys. It's very simple, you know. And I understand I don't know about Barbie and Roger about hosting parties, but Janet and I have hosted parties. I'm going, this is crazy. And I told them, I said, I won't be back. This is your third time. You know, like we said, first time you may be off, second time we may be off, third time, nope. And they've asked us before how to host a party and what to do. And I've told them, this is what you need. They don't listen.
I can't believe they charge money, because I thought certain states, including the state that you're in, you can get in trouble for charging money for a sex party.
You would think so.
Well, you can't say it's for the sex party.
Right.
I have to say that. That's why usually you have a big spread of food that they've provided.
And here's the kicker. They didn't ask anybody to bring anything. Because do we need to bring any snacks? No. Then come to find out, so 22 couples at $40, that's what, 800 and what, 880 bucks?
Yeah.
The house costs them 400 or less.
Oh.
So they're using it as a money-making opportunity. If you want to lose people, folks, for all you who are listening, coming to your parties, do that. See what happens. I told everybody I knew at that party what the cost was of the event space and what they made. I was so pissed off about it. It wasn't even funny. And we'll never go back.
You know, when people have a party for money-making opportunities, I think that can be a challenge. I mean,
yeah.
If it's a house party,
I mean, I understand these clubs that there's, it's yeah. hard to run these clubs. There's an investment in it. You have right. to get yeah. the hotel. You have to, you know, do that. There's some risk and some other stuff like that. So I understand the big parties yes. having to cover your cost on some of that. I do.
Right.
Now, one of the reasons why we had to have the afternoon delight party yesterday is because I just got back into town and Lola and Kyle were getting ready to leave today. They left today. I can tell you this because it's not going to air for 3 weeks. But they're going to a big lifestyle campout party in the desert. Okay.
Ooh.
40 couples.
Wow. 40, in the desert.
40 couples. It's a campground in the desert, campground in that area. And I can tell you, it's on Swing Lifestyle, I think, is where the party thing is. And it's called the Williams Lifestyle Campout. And you got to get on the list. And you basically, when you sign up, you are told to, it's 2 days, 2 or 3 days. It's all weekend long. And the fucking is during the night, and then everybody goes and does the touristy things during the day, you know, so there's lots of great stuff to do on that. But they are, Lola said she's got to bring an appetizer dish the first night, and she's got to bring a main course dish the second night. So that's how they're handling the food.
Yeah,
and, sure. That's understandable. You know,
I am the person that refuses to camping gear stuff, but Lola's doing it right. They're flying in and they are renting an RV and driving their RV down. So it's a whole bunch of RVs that these yeah. people just park around the campsite and go have a fucking good time. Look at Roger's ready to go.
Would you ask Lola one question
yes.
about this? And the reason I asked this is because when mm-hmm. we were at the lake house, we had a couple right. who was at a camping party. And I talked to the wife, and she said, it's horrible. I said, why? What's going on? She goes, because there's no community place to play. So if you want to play with somebody, you got to go back to your RV.
Mm. So it's, well, I will ask her because this is her first yeah. time there.
Okay.
But they're meeting a couple that they have played with for a long time because Lola and Kyle have been in a lifestyle for a while. And they're meeting a couple that goes to this, like, this is their 10th year going to the event.
Oh, wow.
So I believe that this is a well-tuned thing that's Good. Going on. And yeah, but I'm with you. I would have to have like some kind of community center where there's mattresses yeah. set down or something. And my whole thing is, I gotta have a shower or something. I gotta have something to rinse out with. Okay,
right. Well,
I guess with the RV would do it. I guess.
Well, it will. But the problem with that is when you can't fit four couples in one bed or down in an RV living area.
Yeah.
You know, we can barely fit three people in the king size bed.
Right.
Four people in king size bed. So,
right.
so that's my reason for asking. Hopefully, there's a community play area for everybody.
Marilyn told me a story about a camping thing that she went to in northern Arkansas. That was a lifestyle camp thing, and it was, you had to go play in everybody's tent. It wasn't even RVs; they had the tents and stuff. Ooh. You had to go play, Ooh. And she said that. She had told Don that she needed to she was not going to sleep on the ground, so he took two blow up mattresses and put them on top of each other, and that was where she was going to sleep. Well, then she says a bunch of people came in to fuck her, and they were fucking around on these mattresses, and they were just sliding around one way or the other way. She said, I got fucked up those mattresses like 5 different times.
That's great. That's great.
So, I'm with Steve anyway. on this, that I, I, I need a full review of like the layout and accommodations and just how the flow is. I mean, to have it 10 years, that's a well-established deal. Right. And if you got to get on a list, that means people don't make it on the list. And so, yeah, I'm curious how much of a player's event that is.
Well, so I also have, from way back when I was living near Barbie, there was a couple that we played with. Remember, she was the roller derby person?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They would go to Burning Man all the time. And they would go to Burning Man every year. And they would stop at a hotel just before they got to Burning Man. And they would meet a couple of BBCs. And he would let them fuck her. And then they would go to Burning Man. And they would spend the whole time in Burning Man fucking around. And I have a glow-in-the-dark sperm necklace that he brought me back from Burning Man. So I have I have toys from Burning Man that one of my fuck partners brought me.
That's great.
I have trophies. I have trophies. I have sex and ears.
That's right. Sex and ears. That's right. You didn't even have to take them. They're given to, they're tributes, actually.
Yeah, tributes.
I have tributes, though. And we haven't done a vocabulary word, so we don't, you know. We either have to come up with a name for the crummy party or, you know, a name for the sparkle pony who plays. What is she called?
Oh, she's not a sparkle pony anymore. She's
And here's the reason I said she's a sparkle pony. She's standing there. She's early 30s, built like a brick shit house, and in a tight leopard print dress, standing in the kitchen up against her husband for like the first hour and a half, not moving. Her and a couple other girls sitting there talking and chatting, and that's it.
Okay.
Then
that's what you thought.
And then a little liquid courage, I guess. I don't know what it was, but
I think she should be called the firecracker. Because you got to light that fuse and get it to go. And sometimes that fuse is a little bit longer and light that fuse. And then just, you know, baby, you're a firework.
That's right. That's right. A good one. I like it. I like firecracker. I like firecracker.
Put that Katy Perry song on and play her.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. That's a good one.
I'll give you a small snippet of my week.
Okay.
Because I am out of town. That's why I'm in the car doing this. But I specifically, I am down near Tarpon Springs, which is it's on the west coast of Florida, about halfway down, kind of in the southwest of Tampa. Mm-hmm. Why I'm here doesn't matter, but I don't have a lot of time, so I haven't been able to set anything up, and that's a bitch, and I'm gonna have to come back with the intent of setting something up for two reasons. I may hit more than two. We stopped on the way down the road coming down, kind of down the coast, and there's a place down here. It's just a steakhouse. It's called Cody's. Holy shit. They have the absolute best carrot cake I've ever had in my life. It's life changing. This is not the cake you splosh with.
No,
you just eat this cake and then just get some ass. Or I would rather have Elle ride me and feed it to me than smear it on her ass. There's a giant Greek population down here, and I don't know if any of them are freaks or not, but I don't think I've checked off a Greek woman. So
I say you text Crimson because she's from Florida and ask her who should you fuck.
I didn't even think of that. I had a hookup, an ace in the hole all along. So it's my fault. The other reason is,
hey, this is a great time for a break.
Fellas, are you tired of the same old experience? Need to spice things up. Introducing Dick Dippers, the revolutionary way to bring flavor to your love life.
Oh, baby.
That's right. Just dip it, dunk it, or drizzle it in one of our mouth-watering flavors, like strawberry daiquiri for a tropical twist, piña colada for that classic sweetness, or go all in with hot fudge sundae, because who doesn't love a little extra drizzle with nuts? Made with 100% edible, body-safe ingredients, Dick Dippers are smooth, tasty, and guaranteed to make every moment delicious.
Now that's a treat I can't resist.
So why be boring when you can be dipping? Get Dick Dippers today. Available wherever fine personal products are sold. Not responsible for excessive licking, moaning, or sudden craving for sweets. Use as directed. Satisfaction highly likely.
Now, back to the fun part of the podcast.
Like, cry, like, holy shit, I have never seen so many strip clubs in a small area. Like, they are everywhere. But I haven't seen any stripper quality ass.
Women. Right. So everybody's day strippers.
Yeah. I maybe they're sleeping. Maybe they run run late at night. there is an adult store, couple store. You know, they sell toys, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
right. We went in there. It's just called Todd, T-O-D-D, like the name, adult couple store. Because
that sounds adult store. Yes, yeah. Just, absolutely great branding.
Yeah, I know, right? there's a house right behind it for sale. I mean, anyway, it just keeps getting better and better here. But this was the cleanest, most well organized sex store I had ever been in. Like,
I don't know.
Shout out to them.
I highly recommend, if you're in this area and you need something, stop in there. They have pamphlets around, and it was pamphlets on everything. But I grabbed one. Maybe we'll talk about it in a next show down the road or something, on tips for anal.
I knew you would. I was going to say, you grab one on anal. I was going to guess you grabbed an anal pamphlet. Yes, that was what you did.
we're going to review it maybe on the next show for educational purposes.
Okay. I mean, okay.
But absolutely. You know what was not, and I'm going to get the term wrong because I listened to it earlier today. I should have written it down. You know what was not in there?
The scheme.
Yes.
Scheme. The fact that you can get a woman off with it. What is it about people not writing this somewhere? Do they not want people to know this? You know, what is the problem with our educational system? We should be teaching teenagers this so they don't get pregnant and they fuck people in the ass and they come that way. Oh, yeah, I know. I'm going to get lots of dribble now.
I think we've broke ground just in this forum, on the porch. We have broke ground that nobody has.
You're right. Anyway. Well, you know, to save for the pregnancy, you can go UTBMB. Up to butt, no babies.
Oh.
this use the NTBMB for no pregnancy.
Oh, well, there you go.
That may work with the girls that work at these strip clubs down here, but you're going to have to church it up a little bit for somebody at a party.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure I have the
fourth. We're going to go there. So anyway, that's all I have. That's been my week.
Well, you were supposed to have a couple of good days because you were supposed to have those kids gone and you're supposed to have the house to yourself and you're supposed to be nice to Dee. Are you saying you were not nice to Dee?
I was nice to her. Okay. And she did message a lady the day of. She's not known for planning. But she was busy and or didn't get the hint or whatever. I mean, she couldn't have thrown it out there anymore. It's like she I think she told the girl, hey, he's been home a lot and I'm looking for a pinch hitter. You know, we got an extra pool float ready and plenty of vodka. No, didn't bite. Fish didn't take the hook. So,
well, I had bang over Thursday, so I'm a happy person. I had to smoke in the tub this morning.
Yay!
And last night, yes, I had to smoke last night and this morning, and nothing makes me happier than to fuck for 3 hours straight and then hear the knock 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 on the door, and it's the pizza man.
Oh, the pizza man.
And, you know, we're all threatening we should go out there and get this guy, you know, and then they're all.
I was going to say, was he part of the party or was he just bringing pizza?
No, we were all naked. He was bringing pizza and he could hear us laughing behind, but nobody accosted the pizza man. So, we didn't want to get in trouble. You don't know how old they are. You don't
exactly. Watch him be so young and just traumatized. This group of old ladies. Oh my God. Oh, they were naked.
That's like the young guy that was down the group of ladies were together and he wanted to come over and start talking to them. And this actually happened. And I don't know if it's Janet or one of the other ladies says, we will hurt you. And he kept
on
going.
That was at the lake house. That was at the lake. That was on the boat. That was in Party Cove on a boat. We were all in the Party Cove where everybody was naked and stuff, you know, and we were half naked and we were doing jello shots off of each other. And then I was letting those guys come on over and do jello shots. And then, of course, Big Dick Donnie says, there's a bunch of people up there fucking around. And the guy's like, can we come up? And that's when I turned to him and said, we will hurt you.
And he turned around and went back to his own boat.
I said, you do not understand. Okay, not that the guys will hurt you. You will never want to do anything else. You'll be broke in the rest of your life. Okay? So I'm sorry you're not invited up there. Because I did not want to. I would cross another, you know, guy that wants gilfs, you know, and be like...
These old women will fuck you to death.
Yes, that's right. You'll be scarred for life.
Yeah.
Right. I don't take the youngest one I did was M, and that was because Shaney brought him, and he was that basketball player. And I got to tell you, I mean, I did another guy that lied to me, and I've told that story before where he lied about it, but... Yeah. M was not lying. He just turned around and said, I'm 20 years old. And we're like, I don't know if we can do you or not. And he took his shorts down.
Yeah.
And we saw the size of his dick and everybody forgot that he was 20 years old.
Hey, he was legal.
He's legal. And I don't care if you're younger than my son. I'm going to
We're not going to go there. Look at that thing stand at attention. Ooh. How do you know he's 20? Look at it. It was standing straight up, baby. That was fun to play with.
Elle has a young man who wants to play with her, a young BBC. Mm-hmm. And I showed her the picture of his cock first. And she goes, oh, my, I like that. I showed her a picture of him standing there. And everything, I said, you want to play with him? She goes, after I check his ID, he looks like he's 12. She goes,
but Beauregard.
Yeah. She goes, I will fuck him. I don't care if he's 19. I'm going to fuck him.
That's right.
That's what Beauregard looked like. He was 12.
Yes.
Anyway, so yes, I hope that you guys have some fun soon, Roger, so that you can join in and find somebody down there. Go on SLS and say you're out of town looking for something.
So if we were staying through the weekend, I totally would. But so the event I've got going down here wraps up tomorrow afternoon, and we got to run back home because there's a birthday party dinner that has already has an after party with it, and or another birthday party pool party. I went to this pool party last year. I had a great time.
This is not the granny panty one, because if you tell some other girl that she's wearing granny panties and you don't get fucked, it's your problem.
Is this the granny panty
one? I don't know which one of these parties granny panties is going to be at. And I'd bang those granny panties right off of her if she got in front of me. Don't mistake me.
Well, I'm just saying, if you make fun of my granny panties, you ain't getting in there.
I already had that moment where my commitment was questioned or put into question. We pressed past that boundary. It's not a boundary anymore.
That's not a kink problem for you.
No.
Like I was telling somebody about it the other day. They were like, does the wrapper on the present really matter? Does the present wrapped in?
I don't care if it comes in a Walmart bag. If it's good inside, I'm going.
Yep. So more on that. So fun's coming.
Okay. Fun is coming. We've got reader mail coming in. Any of you people who are listening, you want to send us mail, the easiest way to do it is to go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. Send a note to, there's a way to push a button and send a note to me, Janet, or send a note to Roger. His email is spitroastwithus@gmail.com, right?
Yep.
spitroastwithus@gmail.com. Mine is thejanetvalentine@gmail.com. We love it when you guys listen and give us comment, you know, let us know yes or no, you like this, you don't like this. I've had feedback on Crimson. One person said they heard it, and when she started talking about poop play, they're like, oh no, you know, so they were, I was like, you're kink shaming here just because somebody else, they're not asking you to do it, but they know that. And so they are just having a hard time getting past that. But,
and this is radio.
No, it's not like we're showing you pictures of it. And she's just telling you for real what she, you know, got into. I don't care for golden showers, but, you know, I understand other people do whatever makes you happy.
Right. Yeah. I don't want to kink shame anybody, but you know, where do I stand? That was a little much for me. In the same manner that the toilet in the middle of the master bedroom.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's not kink shaming. That's just wrong. Okay.
That is wrong.
I'm sorry. That's just wrong. Fabio listens to this. Okay, we were traveling and he decided to put that on, and I told him the story, and I said, you know, yeah, I told him about that toilet in the middle of the room, and he goes, well, there was a little half wall still there.
Well, it doesn't matter,
half wall or not,
doesn't matter.
You talked about he only went over there to pee, but you know, I know guys, and it just, you know, you're just over there peeing, and just, you know, and then a little slips out. I mean, sorry, excuse me, or do we just pretend that didn't happen?
Yeah,
if you don't know what we're talking about, you need to go back and listen to a couple of the episodes prior.
But wait, he sat down, so she didn't know. She didn't know what was going on.
Does he act a little shy, like, sorry, I'm lactose intolerant? I mean, he acted
like it was no big thing. And I was trying so hard to figure out, you know, I mean, he was pretty good looking and his dick was pretty good size. And I just kept going back and forth with, can I get over this or can I not? I fucked him. Okay. I'm not stupid. Fuck him. But the thing is, I'm not going back. Okay.
No.
Like, they invited us over again and talked about what a great time they had. We were always busy, folks. We were always busy. I was going to come up. I was not going back. And we saw him at parties later. And I would do him at a party. But again, I just, you know, I couldn't get over that.
Just had rolling through my head all the dumb shit you could say, like, oh, sorry. Well, this one's closer. The other toilet's like 18 feet away.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, oh my God. Is that the only toilet in the whole house? Really?
Let's not play in there. Right. I was thinking all that stuff. And then I was like, why would you just assume I would be fine with that? Are other women fine with that? I don't think so.
And there was no sink.
If your wife is.
So he didn't
there was
even.
No sink. No.
Oh.
And there was no sanitizer or anything near it. Okay. We're not talking anything near that he could clean his hands with. And yes, I know I would suck his dick and all that other stuff. And he's probably the same dick that he's peed with. I know that, y'all. But I just met my mom yelling at me a long time ago. You have got to wash your hands every time after you go to the bathroom. That was going through my head. And then it was, can I do you or not do you? And how? And like I said, women, we can hide it. If some of the magic has gone away, we can fake it. You guys can't, because that dick just goes limp. Okay. You can't see the click. You can't see the click go limp. You can't. Okay. So we can fake it till you make it. Go on, try and put it out of your mind. And then when you're done, get the hell out of that house and tell Fabio we are never going back there.
You know, same as the granny panties. You faced a moment where your level of commitment was called into question.
Yes. Yes.
Right, but you said something you to her about it. I did not say, really? You have a toilet in the middle of your floor? I didn't say that. I should have. Maybe. I don't know. People who are listening are going to be like, oh, Janet, you should have been saying this to him for straight up. I am not that person. Barbie's that person. Barbie is the one that would say, I can't believe you have a toilet in the middle of your
floor. What's going on here?
To Barbie, I want to say we've gotten to where sometimes those comments will slip. And I joke that it's a little bit of that Rain Man moment where, you know, I didn't mean anything bad by it. I was just stating the obvious.
Al wants to say something. You want to say, tell us about the toilet. Would you fuck a guy if he had a toilet in the middle of his master bedroom?
No.
And used it.
No. And he used it. He sat down to pee. But then let's say he sits down to pee, walks around, and he has a big dick.
It's very fact. It'd take me a minute.
Yeah, that's a little bit too much.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that.
Well, Fabio was in the other room doing his wife, and I knew this guy was a good fuck because I'd fucked him at a party, and so I knew he was a good fuck, and I'd been looking forward to the fuck, except I walk in and there's the damn toilet in the middle of his room. They were remodeling the house. Oh, by the way, we're remodeling.
Well, and then he sits down
and uses it.
He's right there and said, you know, you got to admit how convenient that is. And that's practical.
What Fabio said. It's like Fabio goes, they're just being convenient and practical. They are not. Stop. There was no thing. No.
What? Rolling out of bed
I just want to know who's the one that when you sit down to go pee afterward, little fart slip, and you're just like, whoa. You knocked something loose, Tiger.
Oh, God.
That's why you need a door.
That's why you need a door.
And you need a door.
You know, and I don't care. Like, I still, Fabio and I don't, you shut the door. I don't want to see that stuff going on. Okay, that's my private time. You do not have private time in the middle of the floor. And you do not assume that the other woman who is not your wife, okay, that you have only fucked a couple times at a party somewhere, you don't assume that she's going to be fine with this. I was not, but I was also really horny.
I could see myself just drinking a beer and saying, "Oh, what the fuck, you know? Let's play."
Take some of the beer and put it on your hands.
I'm grossed out, but I'll get over it.
We've got it done in some shadier situations. So I'd be like, "Well, I may not stay all night, but I did come here to get a nut."
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
doesn't that? Yeah. Oh. I just could not go back. I can't get that out of my head. I can get my big dick somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. 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 That's, and I know that sounds odd. Here we're planning to probably, I mean, at the minimum have intercourse. At the maximum, we're going to be sucking your dick and everything else. And so, but yet, that bathroom thing just turn it all off. I don't know. I mean, I know that sounds odd because we're already going to be down there and we're already going to be playing with everything.
I know.
But that's a level of familiarity I just don't want to share.
That's also like squirting. Yeah, when somebody says I don't like to I don't want to kiss. I don't want to kiss the other person. I'm sucking your dick. You don't want to kiss me? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you not think fluid is exchanging down there? Okay.
Oh, honey. Yeah.
Don't do this not kiss stuff.
Yeah.
My God. Yeah. I'm a hard no kisser. I'm a hard no kisser.
You're feeling so attacked right now.
So, no, but
anybody's dick, but I hate kissing strangers.
I know that. And I know that about you. Okay.
It's like, it's not a body fluid, it's a personal space thing.
Yeah.
Right. And I know that's you. And I know some of the women are like, some of them are like, oh, they watch Pretty Woman. And I also know that's not what's in your head, Dee, because I know you. Okay. So you're not the Pretty Woman. This is love versus sex or whatever. I know that's what it is. I know that it is your space thing. And I completely understand you on that. Okay.
Yeah. Put your dick in my mouth. Keep your tongue away from me. Ew.
That's very personal. Ew. Yeah. I got a place you can put that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, but see, but for me, if I am really roaring and I'm off the top of a guy and he is squeezing my tits and I am rocking and rolling on him, I am reaching down and French kissing him and sucking it in, and that feeling there, that'll be enough to make me go over the top. A good kisser, a really good kisser is enough to just make me come. But I know that's not D, because we were at, with the parties that we've been at together when Roger was not there and you were up there partying with me. I had to say to guys, she doesn't kiss.
Put it on the board. She doesn't kiss. Put it on the board.
Right, but this is at a party that didn't have a board. But when they came to our board, that's what it said on the board was D doesn't like to kiss. Leave that part alone.
I've been practicing my French. I had heard something and I realized the other day, like, holy shit, I do know some French, and I think I know enough to get your panties wet. As long as you don't know what I'm saying, it's just French.
So you're ordering French food instead of saying I'll lick your pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
escargot.
I do want Dee to know that if she brings the carrot cake, I'll put my tongue where she wants me to. Where she wants me to.
I don't know the carrot cake. Good.
Okay.
It's too good to splosh. Too good to splosh.
Too good to splosh. Okay.
It, Walmart's carrot cake is great to splosh with. You tell her to put it. You tell her where she wants my tongue, and I'll put it there.
Oh, there's an endorsement. There's an endorsement. Walmart carrot cake.
Okay. Well, I think we've beaten this party thing for a while, and we got parties we'll go to in the next couple of weeks, and we will come back and discuss them more along with more stories. And yes, I'm glad you finally heard about that toilet in the middle of that room. Ooh, you need to be thinking about where the weirdest place is that you guys fucked around, Roger, and save it for the next one.
Yep.
Along with the pamphlet. I want the asshole fucking pamphlet. I want to see what that one says. I want to see if it mentions coconut oil.
Okay. Slick them.
All right. So for all you flies on the wall who have made it through this very unscripted conversation, I swear we do not script it. That's pretty obvious from what we're saying and how we got involved in this. I love it when we have guest appearances from both D and L. That's when you know the conversation has gotten really good. If you've made it through to the end of this podcast, please go to that website and tip Mandingo. Please tell your friends about this. Keep it on the down low. I don't care if you publish it anywhere. Publish it that we're a fine podcast that talks about a myriad of different topics, because we want to stay relevant and keep you up to date with our latest adventures. Thanks for all those people who stuck with us, and I hope that you come again, and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.